Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weejay Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your hosts, Bellstar
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weejay Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Welcome to Weejay Wednesday, everybody. Good morning. It's 8:01 on April 29th. Welcome to Weejay. Bellstar here. Silver Sisters quietly supporting us. Going to blog in and tell us some fun things. Cannabis Kid is in California. Woo! We love California. We wish you were here with us. What's going on out there? So I'm flying solo this morning, so it's an anything goes show. We're going to have jokes and news, and we're going to play a little bit of the Sanjay Gupta Weed 3 special, which is really awesome. The more this doctor gets out and talks to the world about cannabis, the more people are ready to come out of that cannabis closet and get some help with their ailments. So let's get going, and let's start talking about cannabis on this lovely little planet of ours. It's a good one. It's a big planet. It's a small world, though. Big planet, small world, and we should all be able to use cannabis, I think. So, welcome to Weejay Wednesday, April 29th, 8:02 now, and you're in the show. All right. Well, let's just start out with a little bit of cannabis news. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can check out the latest in news and products and information. We've got a new little section up there called Law and Like Us. So you can read about the law and then you can like us. All on the same page. Don't worry, we're going to get this figured out. We've got an events section and we've got some great new events coming up. This weekend, in fact, Tumbleweed Health Center will join the 30th annual Tucson Folk Festival. Go on down to El Presidio Park, downtown Tucson, 2 full days, noon to 10 o'clock on Saturday, and 11 to 9 p.m. on Sunday. There are musicians galore, and we will be down there listening to good groovy folk music, hanging out, giving specials on our products down at our table, so come see us. We'll be down there catching some sunshine. It's going to be in the 90s this weekend. Get out your sunscreen and get your swimming pools ready because we're coming to jump in. All right, so check it out. This weekend is the Folk Festival. That's May 2nd and 3rd. They've got some big headliners here. Ray Willie Hubbard is Saturday, and Ronstadt Generations are Sunday with the special guest Tom Chapin. So come on down. It's free. There's children's shows, there's food and craft vendors, there's workshops for musicians, and you can go to TucsonFolkFest.org and check that out. We've been waiting quite some time to get in there, so we're really excited. Also coming up, super, super excited for this, we love our in-house book signing. We've got Regina Nelson coming on May 16th. She's going to talk about her book series at large, One Woman's Ambiguous Journey into Medical Cannabis. So join Regina Nelson noon to 3. May 16th, and that is the day before the Science of Cannabis Summit that she will be speaking at. And this is a one-time event, May 17th. It's in Mesa, Arizona. There are, I believe, 6 or 8 different guest speakers, and they will be talking about the science of cannabis. It's a mini summit, so come on down and learn some more information about cannabis and this lovely plant. And you can check out scienceofcanna.com for the cannabis science. So check it out at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Lowest price certifications in Tucson. We'll just say it. We'll beat anybody. We'll beat anybody in the whole state. We'll beat the whole state of Arizona. You find a price cheaper somewhere else, bring it to us. We'll match it. We'll beat it. We'll get you out the door certified and feeling better. Great news for PTSD sufferers. Sorry that you're suffering, but we can now certify you as of January. If you haven't heard already, PTSD is now on the list. And there are a lot of people coming out for that. It's a really good thing that people who suffer from anything in life, it could be the loss of a parent, it could be the loss of a friend, a witness of something really bad, it could be the war, any war. You could be a family member to someone who was at war, and that could cause PTSD. I mean, there are so many things that cause PTSD, and we're really relieved. I should just say that. We're relieved that the state of Arizona considered that, and it was because you all took the time. And when Arizona has a allotment of their ailments that they pick from, it's a really strict regime. You've got to get testimonies, you've got to get trials, you've got to get science, you've got to get doctor appointments. You have to have a lot of facts to get something pushed through to become an ailment for the state of Arizona. I know migraines, insomnia, anxiety, those are all, they have all tried to get those through, but they're not yet one of the main conditions that you can get qualified for. But if they cause things like severe chronic pain, wasting syndrome, nausea, seizures, spasms, muscle spasms, things like that, those are definitely things you can get certified for. So let's just read off the list here. I'm just going to tell y'all what you can get certified for. If you're listening, you're new to the show, welcome to Weed Stay Wednesday, and thank you for being here. For the state of Arizona, we heard this morning that New York is trying to push an emergency ballot through to get New Yorkers medical marijuana right away. But for Arizona, we can use medical cannabis for PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, hepatitis C. I wonder why they don't do hepatitis A and B. Just a question. Maybe someone will call in and tell me that. ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's disease. And that's agitation of Alzheimer's. So if someone has Alzheimer's and they're causing all sorts of problems, come on in. A chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition, or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes. So if you have a medical condition or a medical condition that causes one of these things, you can get certified. If it causes wasting syndrome, chronic pain, nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristics of MS, multiple sclerosis. Sadly, we know people who have that, but cannabis is a great relief to them. And so we've got an interesting chart about hepatitis C and what actually it affects. Well, I wonder, and it looks like it's the liver, and so with Hep C, some of the things that it can cause are itching, fatigue, jaundice, loss of appetite, which could be the wasting syndrome, vomiting, nausea, pain in the upper right quadrant of your abdomen. Looks like your liver is highly affected, and your second section of your large intestine. So that could be quite painful. So if you've got any of those challenges, we are really sorry to hear that, but we are here to help you out. Come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. The state fee for Arizona is $150. Yes, I know that seems a little pricey, and it is if you're having challenges, but save your money, prioritize, and come get your card. Our doctor fee is just $85, and if you renew with us, it's just $65. And the doctor fee can be cash or credit. The state fee cannot. You can only pay your state fee with a Visa or MasterCard. You can use a prepaid card if you can't bring your mom or your friend or whoever's going to pay for that card for you down there with you. Get a prepaid card. They're pretty simple. If you don't have records, or your records are older, bless you, actually bring them down anyway. We have a $50 diagnosis evaluation fee. Come on down. Our doctors will meet with you and do an extensive evaluation, and then you can come back and use that diagnosis for your certification with any one of our doctors. If you're on food stamps, if you're a SNAP recipient, S-N-A-P, SNAP, Supplemental Nutritional Access Program, Assistance Program. If you're on that and your card actually has your name imprinted, like a credit card, if your name's imprinted on it, and you can get it done for just $5 when you go down there, get it done because it's going to save you a lot of hassle, because if you don't have your name imprinted on it, then you have to have your award letter. And who wants to go through piles and piles and piles of paperwork to dig that out or spend 3 hours in line at DES? So get your card or go down if you don't have it. Get your name put on it. I wonder if you can do that online. I wonder if you could spend the $5 and go to DES online or something. Probably can. You can renew your driver's license. Or they'll take, yeah, the other option, the other great option is they'll take $10 off of your food stamp pile that you get there. So make sure you have $10, and if you don't want to spend the $5, you can spend the $10 from your food stamp allotment. So these are nifty, neat little tricks we're learning, working with DES in the state of Arizona to try and make everybody's experience at Tumbleweed smooth. But the main thing is you have to pay attention. You have to listen. You have to read. You have to read your receipts. You have to check your emails. You've got to be slightly responsible in all of this. We ask for a little responsibility on your part. But for the most part, we'll try and make it painless and easy, and we'll get it done for you. If you happen to go somewhere else because you just haven't heard Tumbleweed Health Center, we can process the paperwork for you. It's just $35. And then when you come back to us the next year, our recertification fee is just $65. It's a little less expensive, so come on down. We can actually get your records for you. If you don't want to talk to your doctor, if you don't want your doctor to know, they don't know anyway, usually, unless you flat out tell them. We have a records release form. You can get that online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, or you can walk right into our beautiful little health center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard and come on in and sign that form. We'll fax that out for you, and as soon as we get those records for you, we will call you. We'll set up an appointment. We'll get you in to get you certified. It's pretty simple. And you can also check the status of your card online. So if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and you've already been there and you're waiting and you've got your receipt, then you've checked the back of it and you've got a gargantuanly long number starting with an AZQP, all you have to do is go to the certification section of Tumbleweeds Health Center, and there's a couple buttons that say check the status of your card. Click it. Takes you right there. Plug in that number and you will find out where your card is. Hopefully it says approved. If it says that, it means your card will be there momentarily. If it says anything other than that, don't panic. Just email us. Give us a call. Call us safe. Not to worry. There's also a section about our reviews. Right below that, you can click a little button. And we got a review just recently. Looks like SN, maybe Stevie Nicks came in. It says, great. I love how nice the doc was. She didn't make me feel worse than I felt with a regular doctor. I would rather go to her. I love it. That's great. And she probably spent 10 times the amount with you than your regular doctor would have in the 30 seconds making you feel bad. Here's another one. 5 stars. Awesome. The people working at Tumbleweeds Health Center are very professional and very helpful in answering any questions and educating you on all topics related to medical marijuana and the laws that pertain to it. 2 thumbs up. All right, Siskel and Ebert. It's looking for 2 thumbs up. We love it. Woo! You guys, are you guys on Tumbleweeds, silly guys? All right. So check it out, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. There's a lot of information. This is something that I think I'm just going to ramble for a while because Cannabis Kid, he went to California and he's hanging out on the river. He left me. But I'm just going to ramble for a little bit until I find out that he's going to call in and talk to me. But we put up a section on our website for people that want to know the law, because it's really, really, really important that when you come to Tumbleweeds Health Center and get certified, or wherever you go in the whole state of Arizona and get certified, please follow the rules and obey the laws of medical marijuana. If you don't, like with anything else, driving, you know, writing cursive when you were little, you had to stay in the lines. If you didn't, you had to do it over. You know, kind of got a break then. But this beautiful plant can offer so much relief, and we need to respect what the state did set up for us. Might not be ideal, but it's one of the best programs in the country, and I will be the first to say that. We're very lucky. We can use any form of this plant that we want, any form. And that is something that not many states are allowing. So good job, Arizona. So check it out. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and you go to the Law and Like Us button, click it. We've got the basics of Arizona marijuana law, and you can check it out. There's questions like who can possess medical marijuana in Arizona, and then there's a whole slew of answers. And you have to be a qualifying patient, and you have to have registered with the ADHS and have been issued a registry identification card. We call them your little green cards because they're green. Not sure why they did that. Maybe for the color of our beautiful plant. We'll go with that. But you have to have your green card. And it says a qualifying patient is a person. Hang on. Increase my vision here. Qualifying patient is a person who has been diagnosed and certified by a marijuana doctor, an Arizona licensed MD, DO, MDH, or ND, naturopathic, as having a qualifying patient medical condition, and then obtains an Arizona medical marijuana registry ID card, a green card, they say, from ADHS. And qualifying conditions, we already read, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, Crohn's, Hep C, Alzheimer's, ALS, MS, seizures, all sorts of stuff. People come in and get certified for migraine, fibromyalgia. They've been in car accidents or have pins in their bones and needles sticking here and there. It's got to be painful. You can come in and get certified for that for sure. So it says there's a little section about the nonprofit medical marijuana dispensaries, designated caregivers. Now, designated caregivers, we don't see a whole lot of anymore unless someone is elderly and they don't have a lot of mobility, or someone that just doesn't have a lot of mobility. They want someone to go pick up their meds for them. Someone under 18, they don't want someone delivering meds for them. So they want to go to the dispensary for the person that they're caring for. So you have to either be 21 or have, if you're under 18, you have to be, you have to have two doctors sign off on your paperwork for you, and then somebody has to be designated as your caregiver. And back in the day, in Arizona day, when people were allowed to grow, that was normally when the caregivership came up, when people were assigning caregivers left and right to grow for them. And the caregiver can only assist up to 5 patients with their medical marijuana needs. They cannot have been convicted of a drug felony and have to be fingerprinted for a background check. And qualifying patients can designate a caregiver on their ADH application if desired, or the patient can instead grow their own medicine if they live 25 miles away from a dispensary, or they can just go to a state-approved dispensary. The application fee for a designated caregiver is $200. Good morning to the Netherlands and to Tucson, Arizona. Thanks for joining us. We are reading rules of what it's like to be in the medical marijuana program in Arizona. So if you're just tuning in here, Spellstar here, and Cannabis Kid is in California. He's pulling a California stop on us. He's up on the river in Sacramento. Lucky boy. We love that place. Silver Sisters quietly sitting here, hanging out, waiting to blog with y'all. So blog away. And it says, how much medical marijuana can a qualifying patient possess in Arizona? And we had a question about this on the phone the other day. Someone was asking if they could stockpile their cannabis. Well, what it says is, A qualifying patient may purchase and possess up to 2.5 ounces of usable marijuana every 2 weeks. So it says you may purchase and possess up to 2.5 ounces. If the patient is authorized to grow marijuana, they can possess up to 12 plants. A designated caregiver may possess up to 2.5 ounces of usable medical marijuana for each qualifying patient and up to 12 plants for each patient, maximum of 5 patients. Here's a good question. Where in Arizona can you not use medical marijuana? Pretty much everywhere. If you're in your home, you're safe. As long as, well, you're allowed if you have your card. Let's just say that. Medical marijuana cannot be smoked in any public facility or any public area. Schools, parks, buses, neighborhoods. Medical marijuana can be consumed in edible form in public places. There you go. Interesting. I don't think it's a good idea to drive down the road sucking on a cherry tart. That's very interesting. We're going to have to... all the rules and statutes are all here. Check it out for yourself. And my mom always said, leave none of what you read and half of what you see. And we're also going to play something, so I don't know how the whole... Believe how much of what you hear? Maybe a third? I don't know. We'll get to that, too. So there you go. And then what other restrictions do qualifying patients need to know when using medical marijuana? Well, anyone can get a DUI if marijuana is found in their system, including medical marijuana patients. Yep, you can get a DUI if you do not pass the sobriety test, folks. If you haven't taken one, have you taken one? No, I've had about 4 or 5 in my lifetime. I've passed every one of them. And I, you know, unless you're truly, truly, truly wasted, it's not a hard test to pass. I had to walk the line, and they make you walk it like toe, heel, then you have to go heel, toe, I don't know. And then they do the whole pencil, and they flip it upside down and make sure you can follow the eraser, and they flip it back upside down. I don't know. Anyways, pass those. But anyone can get a DUI if marijuana metabolites are found in your system. Be careful, people. Even if you don't smoke for days, you're just trying to take a break, or you're, you know, eating edibles, not thinking that much is going on. There's a lot going on in there. And marijuana is staying in your system. So if you're out driving and you're being silly and you're not doing the right thing, or if you're in public and you're impaired, quote, in any way, and they find marijuana in your system, I hope you have a card. But please be careful. Be responsible. Be responsible. This is a mind, mood, body-altering plant. It can be for people. For some people, it relieves mostly pain. But for others, it's very psychoactive and can leave you debilitated for days, little tulip. So be careful when you're consuming your edibles, people. So it says here also a couple little discrimination clause. An employer cannot penalize a medical marijuana patient for a positive drug test for marijuana unless the patient used, possessed, or was impaired by marijuana on the employment premises or during hours of employment. Cool. So you have to have either been caught using it, been caught with it, or been impaired on the job. Interesting, though. So here's my question to everybody in the world. I don't get why we don't yet really treat this as a prescription program, because if someone is caught, quote, with their Vicodin and they've got it in their prescription bottle, they're not caught. They're Vicodin users. They're Oxy users. They're morphine users. They're using these medications and they're going to work on them. They're putting them in their purse. Halfway through their shift, they're popping one. And they're going back to work so that they can get through the workday, whatever it is that they're doing that's causing them so much pain that they need these pills for. But unless someone shows up to work like the bus driver did, driving 85 miles down the road reckless with a full bus full of kids and parents on a field trip and blamed her medication, like seriously, no matter what you're doing, if it's altering in any way, shape, or form, caffeine can be altering. You've got to be responsible and you have to be careful. That's all I'm saying. And if you want to chat online, or if you if you want to chat or you want to, if you're calling in, if you hit the number one, I see someone's on hold here, and we really appreciate callers, but we don't want to scare anybody too badly by just flipping them on air, although we do it occasionally. Press the number one, and we'll chat with you. We know that that puts you in the little cue box that you're nervously waiting, biting your nails and twitching your thumbs, waiting to get into the Wednesday air cue. But right now, let's see. What I wanted to actually play for you all was the Sanjay Gupta came out, Dr. Sanjay Gupta came out with Weed 3, and this is just awesome because this is just giving more validity and clout to our little, our beautiful little plant. It's making it, this doctor is making it safe for the world to even consider cannabis. Not just run out and go get it, but just the fact that people are changing their minds, sitting on their couches and going, huh, maybe he's right. He's a doctor. He's really well known. Oprah likes him. Huh, maybe I should try cannabis. Maybe my arthritis would benefit from some hemp oil or some cannabis, or, you know, maybe I might prolong my life a little more with a little bit of RSO, you know? So let's hear what Dr. Sanjay Gupta has to say about our weed revolution.
You're watching a growing revolution. For 2 years, we've reported from the front lines of a battle between those who say marijuana saved them.
The children and I have my husband and father with us.
The doctors who want to prove it.
We had to demand that this plant be allowed to go through the drug development process of the FDA.
And federal agencies that have stood in the way.
That was extremely demoralizing to me.
At stake, the ability to use marijuana as a regulated prescription drug. Some say it's the only thing that works. A veteran and a stay-at-home mom suffering from PTSD. A painter with chronic pain. A truck driver with Alzheimer's. We are in the midst of a marijuana revolution. Scientists are poised to prove marijuana can change lives.
This is high times in marijuana research. It really is.
And for our elected leaders as well.
This bill that we are introducing.
The tide may be finally turning.
Our drug laws in this country as a whole need a revolution of common sense and compassion.
Amen.
I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta. This is Weed 3, the Marijuana Revolution.
And Wednesday, Wednesday, for tuning in.
I just went every day and sat by his bedside, and they told me that he'd wake up the next day, and he didn't. And he didn't wake up the next day, and he didn't. He was 5 days in intensive care while I held vigil over his bedside. It was a very difficult time. I don't like to even really go there.
Chrissy Kernan doesn't want to go back to that day in 2011 when her husband Sean overdosed on prescription drugs.
It was the most terrible and horrifying thing I've ever been through.
Did you want to die?
I just wanted to end at that second. It was I wanted to stop.
Sean Kernan wanted it to end because the drugs he hoped would save him were killing him.
I couldn't stick on anyone one, and I just wanted to end, so I did something that, thank God, it wasn't permanent.
22 United States veterans kill themselves every day. Sean was almost one of them. Like many vets, he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, also called PTS. For Sean, it was the U.S. Army, the jungles of Panama. He saw too much after the U.S. invasion, when riots, ambushes, and casualties were a regular occurrence.
There's the sad times, you know, losing friends and people who you served with, and you start to question everything.
Questions that lingered when he got home. Despite having a beautiful wife whom he loved very much, 4 kids, a lucrative career in banking, Sean's life was full of darkness. He was prescribed dozens of different medications to help his sleep, to decrease his anxiety, to try and curb his depression. But none made it better. Most made it worse.
you can imagine how awful this, this situation is for vets, how you've overcome the symptoms and how...
Dr. Sue Sisley, a psychiatrist, has been treating veterans with post-traumatic stress for decades.
Thank you.
Very own. There's this huge constellation of symptoms, everything from insomnia to anxiety to, you know, flashbacks. And each one of those target symptoms generally would receive another prescription. They end up getting stuck on 8, 10, or 12 different medications, and suddenly they're like zombies. There's just a few meds on the market that work, and even those are really inadequate.
But there is one medication that holds a lot of promise.
Marijuana is excellent for PTSD.
Rick Doblin is a researcher and also has a doctorate from Harvard. He's been trying to study marijuana for decades.
One of the surprising things about marijuana is that it suppresses dream recall. For people that are traumatized and have nightmares, the opportunity to have a good night's sleep without remembering their nightmares can be fundamentally transformative. Also, marijuana tends to focus people's attention on the here and now, and that's also really important for people that are carrying the trauma from the past into the present.
If all of that was true, it sounded like marijuana could be an ideal treatment for PTSD. Yet understandably, there are many skeptics. Dr. Sue Sisley was one of them.
I was really stunned when more and more patients were coming out of the shadows and disclosing to me that they were having some, you know, useful experiences with this marijuana plant. When you use marijuana, what happens to the PTSD?
They relax me and they help with my muscle spasms and my pains, and they make me sleepy, so they help me when I'm getting closer to bedtime.
But Dr. Sue Sisley would need more than just stories. She needed scientific proof that marijuana eases PTSD. She wanted to study this plant like you would any other medication.
We had a duty as medical professionals to demand that this plant be allowed to go through the proper drug development process of the FDA.
So Dr. Sue Sisley, the skeptic, and Rick Doblin, the believer, joined forces and started their crusade in 2009.
That's what we're hearing from most of these vets. They really want two different kinds.
Their goal, to investigate this simple but profoundly important question. Could marijuana help save veterans like Sean Kernan?
The veterans are saying they want an activating strain for the morning and then they want a sedating strain at night.
Problem is, they first applied to the federal government for approval in 2010. And were rejected, then again in 2012, but were delayed for years by government bureaucracy.
That was extremely demoralizing to me. It was just frustrating.
I can understand some concerns about inefficiency and some cumbersomeness.
FDA Deputy Director Douglas Throckmorton.
For marijuana, three agencies are involved in making sure that you're available to get the marijuana and then able to conduct a trial.
He's talking about the Food and Drug Administration, the Drug Enforcement Administration, the National Institute on Drug Abuse. And if you're a privately funded cannabis study, like Sisley and Doblin's, you also have to get the approval of the United States Public Health Service. It's a lot of government red tape. And it's an issue that we reported on in our earlier documentaries. Weed.
It was a Schedule I controlled substance. The government was saying it had no medicinal value.
We're being handcuffed by the government, preventing us from doing the right trials.
That's from Weed 2, Cannabis Madness. Rick Doblin believed the right people were watching because just 4 days after that documentary aired,
I got this letter saying that they had approved the study. It was fantastic. I mean, I was elated.
How big a deal was that? Some have called it a watershed moment in marijuana research.
Yeah, I believe that. And not because of some reevaluation of the risks and benefits of marijuana. It was because of changes in public perception.
For years, decades really, there's been hardly any United States research into the benefits of medical marijuana. On the contrary, most of the research focused on the harmful effects of the plant. Now, nearly 5 decades after it was deemed illegal, we are seeing history unfolding. The beginnings of a marijuana revolution.
FDA's official position is we want that drug studied. We want marijuana studied to decide its safety, its efficacy, its reliability, and we want to have that done as quickly as we possibly can.
Amen. That's awesome. You want to know what else is awesome?
Like, what up? I got some good pop. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, welcome back to Weekday Wednesday. We were just listening to Dr. Sanjay Gupta and about the awesomeness of this plant. And while we were listening to that, have a good evening to the Netherlands. Thank you for always being here. Enjoy your lazy boy and your strain of the night. We were blogging about Whoopi smoking weed. And it turns out Whoopi has supported marijuana legalization both in character and out for over three decades. I know the good parts of this plant, she declared on The View. More recently, she's taken up the cause of parents with sick children who need access to medical cannabis. So after spending 4 days in Whoopi's world to get this interview, I walk away thinking maybe another world applies. Whoopi is cool. Very fucking cool. And this is by Rick Cusick in the High Times interview. So here it goes. I'm going to read just a little bit because this is the importance of celebrities coming out and saying, that they do something that is, what, taboo by the rest of the country, because this is important. Whoopi is a very influential person in many, many, many lives, many housewives' lives, many housewives who make the decisions for the whole family and who sway everybody in the way that they think, the way that they act, the way that they vote. So it's this big. This Whoopi's been on The View for a long time, and people, women especially, live by this show. So let's hear what a little bit about what Whoopi has to say. Oh, and sorry, real quick. Happy birthday to you, Willie Nelson, 82. All right, he's coming on the show soon. Happy birthday, Willie. Sorry, no Marilyn for you. Okay, you have such a breadth of accomplishments. What do you consider yourself, an actress? You're not a comedian. I'm a performer and a storyteller, she says. Okay, tell me your story about glaucoma. I turned 40, went to bed, woke up the next day. My book was by the bed. I went to pick it up, and I couldn't read it, and I thought, that's weird. I didn't wear glasses at all, nothing. I always had great eyesight. I waited about 3 or 4 days before I said something to the person I was living with. His best friend was his doctor, and his wife was an ophthalmologist, and she said, when was the last time you had a glaucoma test? She gave me two of them, and the field was very spooky. You know, you're supposed to hit a beat when you see a light, so she was waiting for me to hit the beat. Long pause, no lights. It accelerates from time to time, and if I'm not vigilant, I have headaches that are unmanageable. What was originally prescribed? Symoptic. They're the eye drop that most glaucoma patients are prescribed, and it doesn't cure it. It just sort of keeps it at bay. One of the great things about weed, for me, is that it kills the headaches that can accompany the glaucoma because it lowers the optical pressure, right? The combination of marijuana and Timoptic makes it manageable. After you were diagnosed, how long was it before you started using cannabis for relief? Wow. Well, I had just been smoking for a long time before the glaucoma, for fun of it, you know. Like when I was getting high, I noticed I could see. What I did notice was that there were fewer headaches. Didn't take me long to see there might be a correlation. The shock came 3 years ago when I stopped smoking cigarettes out of the fucking blue. I found I also couldn't smoke a joint either. What happened? My lungs were like, oh no, you won't be smoking anything again. We, the lungs, have spoken. However, the vape pen doesn't bother my lungs, for which I am so grateful. My daughter gave me a vape pen. She said it might be milder. What a godsend. Do you still just get high? With the glaucoma, almost all my use nowadays is medical. You grew up in Manhattan, right? Yes. 26th and 10th? Yep. The Chelsea Projects. So, there you go. Just in a little blurb, there's Whoopi. I had no idea she had glaucoma, and I had no idea that you could wake up and have glaucoma. I didn't know that it could happen overnight. I'm not sure. Yeah. We'll have to look into that. That's just, thank God for the medication. See, and this is where we say, or I say, I have said before, there's some use for Western meds, but we as a society just need to be careful with it. She obviously uses she uses her vape pen and her Timoptic, and that helps her keep her glaucoma at bay. And that's just hard, though, you know, being in my 40-something. You notice that you need readers and things of that nature, and your body just doesn't want to. Your body speaks like her lungs did. Your body speaks for you. Your mind doesn't get to go, woo, we're doing bungee jumping today. Your body goes, no, we're not. So listen to your bodies. It will tell you what you need, whether it's cannabis, Timoptic, or a combination of both to get you through. But that was a pretty good little, there's a little bit more to the interview. And then there's also some interviews online where she's talking about she loves the gift of her vape pen from her daughter. She's just the cutest. Whoopi Goldberg goes on a righteous rant about weed. So there's something, you could probably find it on YouTube if you wanted to check that out. And if you want to listen to more, we might play more of the CNN weed special at some point. As a you can actually go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and listen to that. But I think maybe we might have a little rant of Whoopi's, and let's see if we can't hear her speak about her cannabis use. give us one moment to get to some technical things here. We're going to plug in and rewind a bit. Was that it? Was that her rant right there? Okay. Hang on, we're going to go back. Give us one moment to get to well, there's a little bit of delay on that, so not really sure why that happened, but maybe you can just play the Whoopi. We'll try and play the Whoopi. It's a good one. Oh, that's why. I know what's going on because you've got We Say Wednesday playing on here as well. So, all right, sorry about that. This is why we miss you so dearly, Tech Guy. We can't make those kinds of mistakes. Jeez Louise, where are you? We know you're here, and we do miss you, and it's been a month, and don't make me cry. He probably cut the show out when I started talking about that anyway. We seriously miss Tech Guy, and we seriously love you. Anyway, as my best friend would say, her cousin would say, change that channel. Woo, we've got tears in our eyes now, and Tech Guy says, don't do that, don't go there. Read some news. He's saying, read news. Big Pharma, the first medical marijuana retailers. Before the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, big pharma companies like Eli Lilly and Park Davis and Squibb of Bristol-Myers Squibb, the name, Squibb, Squibb, S-Q-U-I-B-B. No wonder you'd have to have a ton of money to get through life with that kind of a name. Are you a squid or a squib? Look at that, it's a squib in the pool. Just kidding. All right, sorry. Here we go. Eli Lilly, Park Davis, and Squibb, Bristol-Myers Squibb, were making marijuana medicines such as extracts and tinctures labeled as uniformly effective at dose levels of 10 milligrams. This was before the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, folks. Did you hear that? Guess who's coming back? Guess who never left? Guess who's probably had their little books in writing for long periods of time. Back then, most medicines had the same universal characteristics, so drug companies had to rely on marketing and brand recognition to sell products. According to the Antique Cannabis Book, 6% of all manufactured drugs at the time contained marijuana in one form or another, whether it was powder, tablets, fluid extracts, or tinctures. I like that. Fluid extracts. Do you mean waxes, dabs, butters, oils? Maybe shatter? That's what they meant. Some call that period, from the turn of the century to 1937, the golden age of medical cannabis, as marijuana products flourished with no to little stigma of legal ramifications. Then, like now, marijuana was prescribed for a variety of ailments, including migraines, epilepsy, stomach worms, mental illnesses, and some addictions. It was also highly used by veterinarians for pets. While smoking was not very common, tinctures and extracts were developed on a regular basis. The pharmaceutical companies had the benefit of their own expertise in standardizing and establishing dosing and responses. They initially used marijuana grown in India, but soon realized growing their own was more reliable. In doing so, they learned about sensimilla, seedless cultivation. That's a word you don't hear much anymore. So oldies but goodies will come in talking about their sensimilla. Park Davis, now owned by Pfizer, worked with Eli Lilly to create its own plant strain called Cannabis Americana, a domesticated indica strain. Right on, indica. According to Forbes, Park Davis did not stop with weed. It also sold various types of cocaine before it became illegal, developed ketamine, and held the patent for PCP. Well, there you have it. Park Davis. See, because back then, back in the day, I'm not even from them. My grandmother was born, I think, 1901 or something like that. My most recent grandmother, because I'm sure I had many of them. You could do all sorts of stuff back in the day. I mean, they were using cocaine, they were using heroin, they were using opium to treat all sorts of ailments, so to speak, that they deemed that they needed these drugs for. So, and rightly so, the veterinarians were using cannabis. Big time for animals. There you go. And check this out. Big time. There's some Park Davis logos. We can just see some cannabis leaves popping out of that little mortar and pestle there. Okay. Defiant anti-marijuana DEA chief resigning. The DEA chief administrator, Michelle Leonhardt, will resign next month. The news prompted cheers from the marijuana industry because she aggressively opposed marijuana legalization and the industry in general. Well, boo to you. She had fallen out of favor with President Barack Obama's administration. Gee, I wonder why. Long ago for insubordination and mismanagement issues. She became disliked throughout the marijuana industry because she would continually resist federal rules relaxing enforcement of marijuana as states have moved to legalize the drug for medical and recreational use, stated a recent article. Her resignation, which is effective in May, could open the door for a more marijuana-friendly replacement. From interfering with voter-approved state marijuana laws to mismanaging broader agency scandals, it's been a long time for her to go, stated a marijuana industry businessman. Recently, she's been under fire due to sex party scandals in Colombia involving DEA agents and prostitutes paid by the cartels. Holy cow. That's crazy. Oh. So here we go. So check that out. Well, they're gone, and this is in. Check this out. This is awesome. I love these. If you go, like, I don't know, we go for fun online and just look up cannabis, and we try and find, like, the oldest cannabis bottles that we can. This is a Park Davison and Company, and this is one of those old antique bottles, and on the front it says, check this out. This is awesome. This is Kickapoo and the Medicine Show. There we go. Doc Eli's. Cure all. 80% alcohol. American cannabis. This is great. 4 fluid ounces. It's fluid extract. Cannabis, USP. And it is very highly labeled as poison. Okay. But it says it's standardized by physiological assay, a powerful sedative and narcotic. So labeled a poison. I love that. And cautious use of, what does that say? Cautious use of serine. No. All right, I'll read it. I had to describe this bottle. It's awesome. From Detroit, Michigan, it is. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful little label, too. I just love the poison. All right, at least 100 major articles were published in scientific journals between 1840 and 1900 recommending cannabis as a therapeutic agent for various health conditions. Cannabis was also widely used by herbalists and was a natural choice for the homeopathic tinctures that were popular. Reports in the literature describe its effectiveness over a wide range of ailments, including gynecological disorders such as excessive menstrual cramps and bleeding, treatment and prophylaxis of migraine headaches, alleviation of withdrawal symptoms of opium and chlorohydrate addiction. Not sure what that is. Tetanus, insomnia, delirium tremens, muscle spasms, strychnine poisoning. Sorry. Strychnine. Oh my. Asthma. See? Oh my gosh. People. Asthma. Come on. Cholera. Dysentery. Labor pain. Psychosis. Spasmodic cough. Excess anxiety. Gastrointestinal cramps. Depression. Nervous tremors. Bladder irritation. Psychosomatic illness. And others. By 1896, several useful new resin derivatives were developed. In a cooperative venture, Eli Lilly and Park Davis developed a very potent domesticated indica strain called Cannabis Americana. Where can we get that? Indica's my favorite. If anybody out there has access to Cannabis Americana, let's have it. Let's do it. Let's get to it. Wow. Thank you. This has been a heck of a show. That's awesome. 1840 to 1900. I mean, sure, it was 80% alcohol, so it was quite relaxing. But it was the indica that was helping you. You have to know that. Cannabis Americana. That's awesome. Well, that is just super awesome. Oh, you know what's coming up? Women Grow has a meeting coming up May 7th. And what is, in a couple weeks, we're doing this early, we're just going to keep announcing this. AZ for Normal has a meeting coming up. It's the second Saturday of the month, so check out May, in May, second Saturday. And actually, let me look at my calendar here, because this weekend, which is May, or coming up, yeah, oh my God, this weekend is May 2nd and 3rd, holy cow. Happy birthday, baby. This weekend, and then next weekend, oh, so it will be the next Saturday, AZ for Normal meeting. We can just plug that in. And then the following weekend is our book signing with Regina Nelson for her new book. And then after that, we've got the Science of Cannabis Summit that she will be speaking at, which we will be attending. That's May 17th up in Mesa. And you should check that out. I will get some links to those things from the events page. We will get that linked up, and you'll be able to just see where to go and get tickets. I don't think it's very expensive, but it supports a really good cause. So if you've got an extra few bucks, get up, go to Mesa and check out the summit, Cannabis Summit. And then also come see Regina. That's a free book event, and those are lovely, because when you have a book event at Tumbleweed Health Center, it's very quaint. Very close. We get to sit down with the author right there. You're not miles and miles and miles away from someone screaming like a mad, crazy Stevie Nicks fan who ultimately gets to the front of the stage. Thank you very much. but come see Regina. Come get a hug. Come get her book signed for you, Theorists at Large. And then she will tell you all about the Cannabis Science Summit that is going to be up in Mesa. She'll give us a little sneak preview about what's going on and what she's going to be talking about. And remember, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard is where Tumbleweeds Health Center is located. You can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and check us out. And if you go to the radio link there, you can scroll down, and there's a little radio player. It says, call in to listen and chat with us. And right below that, the Blog Talk Radio Player. You can listen to the last four episodes right there. You can listen to us live. You can log in and then blog with us, which is super fun. We have friends all over the world that join with us weekly to do this awesome little cannabis show. And we've got some more guests coming up. Next week, we actually have C4 Labs is coming on. Very excited to hear what they have to say about science in the industry. This is going to be a really good show. And then we've got Regina Nelson coming to the Health Center. And we've also got Robert Platshore coming on air. Dr. Robert Melamed's coming on air. And we've got so many others that are just going to come in, talk to us, and tell us what is going on in this cannabis revolution, because that it is. It's really, really awesome. We're really proud to be a part of it. We love you all for being there. It's not an easy thing to do to just even be there and to support somebody when someone says, I use cannabis, and you say, right on, I support you in that. That alone is a huge, huge, huge gift to the cannabis community, because the more support we get, the more we are able to spread the beauty and healthiness of this incredible plant. And it's, we've got over half our states are medical. We were going to read this morning about New York. We'll get to that next week, but they're signing emergency initiatives to get medical cannabis to their patients because, folks, they need it. It's a good thing. We want to, as always, thank everybody out there. Thank all of you out there for all the hard work you're doing, the lobbying, the writing, the listening, the supporting, the using of this wonderful plant, the marijuana. We love the marijuana. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for being dependable and getting us through our show. Thank you, Growers House. We love the Growers House. Go get your hydroponic stuff down there, growershouse.com. We still love Poker Magazine, and we always check them out online, azmarijuana.com. Thank you, Cannabis Kid, for being here in spirit, and for Tech Guy for always being here in spirit. We love you all, and it's always important to remember, be smart, be safe, and educate. Thank you all. Happy Weed Day Wednesday.